This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
At some point, Guillermo del Toro must have looked in the mirror and said to himself, I don't want to spend a good chunk of my creative prime living in New Zealand making movies about hobbits. For those of us who believe that The Hobbit is an essential work, this might have been a letdown, except that the filmmaker that he handed off the baton to was such a massive upgrade that The Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies actually redeems the entire proposition. For those that remember the animated Hobbit movie from the 70s, with the song The Greatest Adventure, it's probably a huge letdown. The first two Hobbit movies were really the only thing memorable was the fact that they had tried to use a new camera, that it didn't really look better in the same way that video games that look a little too realistic cause the brain to feel kind of disoriented. Watching the Hobbit movies, the camera work, the new camera that they developed for the use of making those movies actually just confused people and made them feel like they were watching home videos of Hobbits, and not in a good way. So once Guillermo del Toro got his fix on the new camera, he kind of got bored, I think, and wanted to get out of New Zealand. He got island fever. So who happens to live there and have their own production studio in New Zealand but Peter Jackson, who happened to have made the Lord of the Rings trilogy, the adult version of The Hobbit, also weighs in at about, 1,500 longer pages. So really much more of a trilogy-worthy story, although The Hobbit, love it. I got all kinds of love for my Hobbit friends. It's just that I read the book in sixth grade, whereas Lord of the Rings remains one of the most essential works in the English language. So, quantitative difference there in the two stories. However, Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies starts with a dragon close-up, which was the best part of the second movie, and moves into a lot of dwarves and a lot of elves and some wizards and some dudes. Men, rule of law stuff, hobbit mischievous stuff, and dwarves ruled by gold. So really, if you want a Hobbit movie, skip the first two and go straight to this one. Watching this Hobbit movie makes you wish that there were three Hobbit movies. Watching the first two Hobbit movies makes you wish there was one Hobbit movie. This is that Hobbit movie.